Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Savannah. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, you may, Ms. Savannah.
Correct.
You can hear me okay?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Okay. We're long-haul truck drivers. And,
sir, you're over-the-road truck drivers, is that correct?
Right. And we are going to Texas, and my wife had a stroke. And now she's in the hospital. Now, can she collect unemployment?
Was she employed along with you?
Yes.
So she was receiving a check as well?
Yes, in her own name with her own social security number.
Oh, then most certainly she can. As long as she, you know, she has some kind of pay stub information, she's actually worked, then she can definitely file an unemployment claim. Now, I'd say if she's had a stroke, is she well enough to file that claim herself, or would you need to do that for her?
I think she'd do it herself.
Okay, it's just basic information as far as her personal information, more or less. But I mean, if it's personal information that you know, then you could definitely, you know, help her in answering these questions. I'm unsure of what her energy level and her health level is as far as answering all these questions and going through the process.
Okay, now here's another big question. We live in Alabama, Brentley. Right?
You live in Alabama, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
The
trucking company that we work for was out of California.
Okay.
So do we file for unemployment here in Alabama, because this is our address?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's the same situation as far as Walmart employees. You know, they work here in Alabama, but their corporate headquarters and offices are located elsewhere. So we can definitely, you know, proceed in filing that unemployment claim. It will ask if you perform work out of state. And, you know, we do have the options to select yes and what other states, you know, you did work in. And that's just a matter of collecting your wages and income that was earned in other states.
Okay. And the other thing was that was, he started a new job for, like, since the New Year's, Christmas time. So it's been about 6 months. But before that, she was employed at Lockheed Martin.
Mm-hmm.
So you need the, on both of them, or just the last one?
Just her most recent employer, who she was working for when she had this stroke and she was unable to work any longer.
Okay. Could I I guess she's gonna, can we do this over the phone that way, and you can fill out the form, or do we have to get a form, because she can't go, we're in a hospital right now. So
correct. No, if you would like to begin the process now, I can begin asking you, you know, for the information, and we can go ahead and submit her, you know, her unemployment claim today, if you would like.
Okay, well, yes, she's shaking her head, yes.
Okay, and do you, what is her social?
555.
555-789-9988.
Okay. And has she ever filed an unemployment claim before?
You don't know if it has. It's been years and years.
Okay, and I'm not showing any information for her, so that's why I ask. So I just want to go ahead and confirm that social to make sure I heard you correctly, okay? That social's 555-78-9988. Is that correct?
Yes.
555-78-9988. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And we will begin this process. And what is your wife's first name?
Lee. L-E.
I'm sorry?
Lee. L-E-E.
L-E-E. Okay. Thank you. And does she have a middle initial?
D as a dog.
Okay, thank you. And last name?
Johnson.
J-O-H-N-S-O-N?
Yeah.
Okay, and date of birth?
3-21-52.
I'm sorry, what was that?
3-21-52.
Okay, I've got 3-21-52. Is that correct? March 21st, yes, of 1952?
Yes.
Okay, and just to confirm, she is a female. Is that correct?
I hope so.
Say as far, I thought so. And is she a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Okay, and does she have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, and English is her preferred language, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and does she consider herself disabled? I know currently at the moment she is temporarily disabled, but outside of these circumstances, would she consider herself disabled?
No.
Okay. And did she serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And what is the highest grade she completed in school?
I have a BA, but postgraduate.
Okay.
And she did finish 12th grade.
Okay.
I don't know what that's called.
Okay, that's fine. So she does have some college education.
Yes, I have a bachelor's degree plus a teaching certificate, which is a 2-year program after that. And then I have some master's degree units, but I did not get my master's.
Okay. Great, thank you. And what is your mother's maiden name?
Morrison.
M-O-R-R-I-S-O-N?
Yes.
Okay. And obviously she has a driver's license, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and is that state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay, and what is her driver's license number?
Oh, just a minute, we're going to have to get that.
Okay.
Is he in here, Lee? Okay. We're almost there.
Okay, that's fine.
Now I gotta get my eyeballs. You know how remote people are.
That's all right. Gotta locate it.
Go on, be a bad number.
Sir?
I said we wouldn't want to give you a bad number. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready when you are.
Okay, 989-7093.
Okay, 989-7093. Is that correct?
989-7093, yes.
Okay, great. If she is approved for benefits, she has options to receive her payments direct deposit into her checkings or savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which would she prefer?
Direct deposit, right? Yes, direct deposit.
Okay, and is that a checkings or savings account?
That's a checking.
Okay, and what is that routing number?
Just a minute.
Okay, I will need that routing and account number, okay?
Yeah, we're getting it.
Okay, that's fine. I'll be here. Take your time. I'm here till 7 o'clock, I believe, today.
No. I'm getting it right now.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm saying no rush. I've got plenty of time.
Okay, what numbers are what?
The
okay.
routing number,
number
is going to be the first set.
Okay. 06210321 7. Then there's a space, and then there's a 12. I don't know if that 12 is part of the routing number or not.
Okay, hold on. Give me one moment. 0621.
03217.
And then what is the next set of numbers? That will be your account number.
Okay, the 12127 87. Then there's a 4. So I don't know. These numbers are all space weird. I can't tell which ones go together.
Okay, the routing is going to be the first little set of numbers. And then there will be either the colon or it will be a space. And then that last set of numbers. Do you have any numbers past that 87?
Yeah, 4. And then there's the check number.
Okay. All right. So 12127874. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait a minute, what did you say?
Ma'am?
Say that again. Say that number again, please.
Okay, give me just one moment. Let me go back. I've got 12127874. Is that correct?
Okay, yes.
Okay, all right. And what is your mailing address?
4820 Morgan Mill Road.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Morgan Mill?
Yes, two words.
Okay. And you said that was 4820, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and what city is this located in?
That's Brantley. That's 36009.
Okay, thank you. And is the residence address different from the mailing address?
No, it's the same.
Okay, and has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and what is the good contact number for you?
559-708-6689.
Okay, 559-708-6689. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and just to confirm that mailing and residence address, it's 4820 Morgan Mill Road, Brantley, Alabama, 36009. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. All right. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Bobcats, Cavaliers, Polar Bears, Waves, or none of the above?
None of the above.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? West Cambridge Avenue, Becky Avenue, North El Morocco Avenue, Norma Place, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
West Cambridge.
Okay. And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Chowchilla Elementary School, Chowchilla Elementary School, my apologies, Faith Christian Academy, Flex Technology, Rainbow Tech, or none of the above?
Chowchilla Elementary.
Okay, Chowchilla. All right, and did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
And did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Well, I'm not sure how you answer that. We're long-haul truck drivers in our
correct.
Facebook companies in California.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So what that is these wages will not appear on the first monetary determination they receive. And typically for truck drivers, they're all combined because you don't receive a check from the individual locations and stops that you make, right? So this is
right.
For those contractors that will travel out of state to perform one contracted job and receive that pay and then go to another location and perform individuals. Whereas you as truck drivers, you guys, you know, yes, you work out of state, but it's all from the same employer.
Right.
I hope that helps, you know, make sense. Okay. And have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Now, I work for a contractor of the government.
Okay, but not directly for the government. Is that correct?
Yeah. Right.
Okay, and did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't even know what that is. I guess not.
Is trade readjustment allowance. It's typically for federal or government employees. And what is the last day you worked?
July 15th.
Okay. And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No.
Okay.
I'm in a rehab hospital right now.
Yes, ma'am. My apologies.
That's okay. I'm not sure if that affects you or not.
It asks the close, or you know, select the reason why. And I stated work restrictions, limitations by order of physician. And I stated that had a stroke and currently in a rehab facility. Okay?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay. And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Right. And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And are you available to accept full-time work? Naturally,
not
that would be correct. So I'm going to go through here. And when it asks the closest reason why, I am going to state other personal obligation. And once again, I'm just going to repeat that, you know, had a stroke and currently in a rehab facility.
Correct.
Okay. And once again, it asks, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation? So once again, I am going to state that, as I stated before, you had a stroke and currently in a rehab facility, okay?
Right.
Okay, and have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Oh, okay, now, is the 18 months for the pension I'm receiving or the people I work for? I'm not sure what the 18 months applies to. I have a teacher's retirement that I get. But I haven't worked for that company in 15 years.
Okay, so it would be no. So it would be, are you receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months? So unless you have worked for that school in the past 18 months, then it would be no.
Okay, that's right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Mm, 50.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
I would say about $18 an hour.
All right, and do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Okay, and did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay. And here we go. Okay, and you said your job title is you are a OTR, right?
Over the road, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and who was your most recent employer?
Sama Express.
Okay, give me
just a second. Sama Express.
You said Famra?
Samra, like Uncle Sam.
Uh-huh. Samra, Samra.
Yes.
Express, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, let me get all this information plugged in here. I have to enter it manually, but that's okay. I've located this, looks like headquarters at 930 Monte Avenue in Fresno, California. Does that sound, is that the same company?
I have another address, a newer address for me. Just a minute, let me get that for you.
Okay.
And it is 4014.
Okay. Give me one minute. You said that's 41014?
4014. East California Avenue.
And what city is that located in?
That's Fresno, California. And that's 93725.
93725, is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, and what is a good contact number for them?
(559) 375-1447.
Okay. Just to confirm, I've got 559-375-1447. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, and what was your start date with SAMRA?
Ooh.
You don't have to know the exact date. If you just know the month and year, that'll be sufficient enough.
Yeah, it was, just a minute. I want to say about January, January 10th. Might have been a couple of days before that.
Okay, and that's of this year, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, and your last day work was July the 15th, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay. Alright, and what was the name and title of the person you advised that you had to resign at the moment?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that question.
What was the name and the title of the person that you notified of your current condition?
Robbie? I don't know, what is his last name?
You said that was Rodney, is that correct?
Just a minute, I'm trying to look it up.
Okay, that's fine.
It's an Indian name, so I gotta be careful because I don't. There you go. It's Rabdi, R A B D-E-E-P Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
Okay. And is that your supervisor?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Ma'am? Okay, I am going to provide you with the PIN. This PIN can be used if you go online to file your weekly claim and track the status of your application. And that PIN is going to be 8852. That is the last two digits of your social being 88 and the last two digits of your date of birth being the year 52. Okay?
Okay. And that's for... unemployment, how do I look that up?
Ma'am?
How do I look that up?
You will go, yes, ma'am. I'm about to go over all the information with you, your options as far as filing, whether you go online or you can call a 800 number, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Ms. Johnson, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
Just that last field, you went over a whole bunch of stuff.
It's okay. Would you prefer to file your weekly claim online or via the telephone?
I'll do it phone.
Okay. So, do you have something to write this number down?
Yeah, I got that number, 800-752-7389.
Yes, ma'am. You would need to call that number beginning on Sunday to file your weekly certification. You would need to call each week to file a weekly certification. I advise my clients to call on Sunday because once Monday comes around and life happens and appointments and here and there, things get forgotten and misplaced. And if you fail to claim a weekly certification, you will have to restart the process over. So I just advise my clients to pick a day and a time and be consistent with it. That way you don't get confused or forget and fail to file a week. So you will call that 800 number weekly to file your weekly claim. And you will continue to call that number and file your weekly claim until notified otherwise. Okay. Now you will be receiving, correspondence through the mail, but naturally you're not at home right now, so I don't know if there's anyone there to check your mail, but that's just, you will receive a pamphlet that's for your terms and conditions and your rights and responsibilities regarding your unemployment, and then you will also receive a letter letting you know if you are approved for benefits and what your weekly benefit allowance is. Or you will receive a letter letting you know that you were denied and the reason for denial.
Okay.
So if you have any other issues or concerns, please feel free to reach back out here and we'll be glad to assist you. But from now, all you will need to do is this coming Sunday, you will need to begin calling and filing your weekly claim.
Okay.
And if you have any issue doing that on Sunday, please feel free to give us a call back here, and we'll be glad to assist you, okay?
Now, when I call, what information do I have to have for them?
It will be your very basic. It's going to ask you, you will have to identify yourself. I'm not sure if it asks you to enter your full social and maybe date of birth. Now, if you are asked to provide a PIN, that PIN number is 8852. That's the last two of your social and the last two of your date of birth. So if you're ever asked to provide a PIN to identify yourself, that PIN is going to be 8852. But other than that, a lot of them are the same questions I just asked. If you are available and able to work, did you work, have you worked, and what's the reason? And you will use the keypad on your phone to make those selections.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions, Ms. Johnson?
No, you've been very patient. I really appreciate that.
Oh, certainly. Well, I'm glad I could help and be of some assistance, and I do apologize for the circumstances and situation, but hopefully you'll be able to relax and begin your road to recovery, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, Ms. Johnson, as I stated, when you call on Sunday to make that weekly claim, if you have any issues, please feel free to give us a call back here, and we'll be glad to assist you, okay?
And what is your number?
The number you called here, the unemployment claims line.
Well, we were transferred, so I'm not sure what number that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Give me just one moment. Let me pull that up for you. Fax request. Fax. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, here we go. All right. That number is 1-866-234.
5382.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
866-234-5382. So if you have any issues, please feel free to give us a call back and we'll be glad to assist you, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Ms. Johnson, I thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.